when I said this COVID-19 situation has took by storm, it has took by storm, ladies and gentlemen. Like, where I'm at, we are actually back on phase one, and we are currently on curfew. And the curfew is going to last until January the 31st. So, by that being said, we do have guidelines that we have to continue on following until January the 31st. My opinion of this is that, a lot of places have not been following the guidelines. And so, that would cause us to be on curfew because, we were back on, regular. Then we was, on phase two or about to be on phase three. I don't even know if we actually even made it to phase three, to be honest with you guys, because there was so much stuff going on. If you hear stuff in the background, I'm just trying to move around a little bit. But by that being said, we were on phase two during the summertime. We was on phase two for a long, long time. And I don't even think that they even announced that we had made it to phase three, which is very crazy because this mess here with this COVID-19 is just off the chain. It has caused a lot of financial problems, mental, emotional, physical, a lot of stuff. And I just thank God that I was able to make it through this terrible, terrible phase that's going on right now. Get your tail over here and leave it alone and sit down. So, this was very, very crazy, And I don't understand, what's so hard about wearing a mask? What's hard about keeping your mask on? What's hard about you washing your hands and not touch nothing and keep everything sanitized? What was the hard part? And let me tell you something. And these are two of the motherfuckers that don't like to fucking listen. Let me tell y'all something. And it's not going out for everybody. This is for the ones that feel like, oh, they don't have to wear no mask because they got health issues or whatever. There's a lot of people in this world that have health issues, okay? There's people out here that have cancer. There's people that have high blood pressure, diabetes, all types of different sicknesses. Asthma, bronchitis, you name it. Or even the elderly have older people and people with weak immune system, people have sickle cell and stuff like that. Let me tell y'all asses something. Y'all put that fucking mask on and y'all wear it. If you don't want to wear the mask, don't take your ass outside. Point blank period. Because that's not fair. And then you want to argue and then you want to throw stuff around in the stores and you want to act an ass out there in public, go ahead. Those ones that refuse not to wear the mask, them ones that need to go to jail. Because y'all are not taking this shit seriously, okay? People are fucking fighting for their lives. People have lost their lives behind this COVID-19 situation. And you guys really don't take this shit as it's serious. You motherfuckers want to have these big, large gatherings and all this stuff. It's still COVID-19 going on. What is wrong with y'all? Y'all still have to wear a mask. You still have a mask. You still have to wear a mask, baby. Okay, you still have to wear a mask. Okay, you still have to wear a mask, and that's just that. Point blank and period. If you don't like it, don't come outside. Stay the hell out in the house. Don't come outside. And now that you people did not listen to the guidelines, that would cause us to be on curfew. So now, there's more frustration on people. Which means a lot of things have been brought up online. A lot of stuff have been brought up online. When I say a lot of stuff have been brought up online, ladies and gentlemen, a lot of shit has been brought up online. And when I say from cleaning supplies, food, you name it, it was all brought up. And it doesn't make any sense because it's like, damn, what about other people that want to get stuff? You know, like this is really crazy. And I really, really, really I just really thank God that I'm able to get what I need. and to able to have a little something, because this stuff right here is crazy and it's ridiculous, because a lot of people are still worrying about getting this PlayStation 5 and this Xbox Series. Y'all doing all that, but at the end of the day, what do y'all have after y'all got that PlayStation 5? What did you get after you got that Xbox Series? You went and bought it, and a lot of them are keeping it for themselves, but a lot of them are putting it back to sale for a higher price. People are not going to give y'all $1,200 for no game system. I'm sorry. It's people out here that's trying to feed their family. Like, I was looking on the news one time. This lady was down to $40. This lady was down to $40. Did you hear me? $40. And it doesn't make sense, because you would think that the government would try to reach out and give us a extended help. But they have not given us no type of help. And on top of that, even with this Nancy Pelosi and this other guy, I forget his name, the two jackasses that's up there in the Congress, y'all should have came up with an agreement to send us the stimulus check. Now, what are y'all doing? Are y'all waiting for more people to die? Then by the time y'all decide to send the money, it done got way worse than what it already is. Y'all playing a game with people's lives, and y'all need to stop. And I think that we all need to come together as one, sign a petition, and get them removed, because they're not doing what they're supposed to do. I am so glad that we're about to be in a whole new year and we can start off fresh, and hopefully everything will be handled without the bullshit, because right now what we're dealing with is straight bullshit. Bullshit, you know, out of a bull's ass. And it's like they just don't freaking care. They don't care about nobody well-being, because they don't have to worry about when their next meal come from. And now all of a sudden, Nancy Pelosi act like she cares about the people. What about during the summer? Bitch, you should have been did something. You should have been did something. Mitch McConnell, you should have been did something. I'm tired of hearing you guys bullshitting. And then even down to the YouTubers that keep posting these fake ass, oh, we about to get a stimulus check video. Finally, we getting a stimulus check. Finally, we getting a second stimulus check. Don't post nothing else until for sure that we're going to actually get it. Because y'all getting people hopes up, and that's a clickbait. What are y'all doing is y'all making people click y'all videos just so y'all can watch y'all, just so they can watch y'all videos talk about nothing that has nothing to do with when is the official date that we're going to start getting the check sent to us. And then, if I'm not mistaken, when I had seen something on the internet that was saying something about the stimulus check, they were saying that this time they probably not going to do direct deposit. And I'm like, y'all not going to do direct deposit for people that has bank accounts? Like, that's not fair. So I don't know if that's really true or not. But I'm just saying, from my perspective, that they need to stop playing around and they need to go ahead and send them stimulus check, because there's a lot of people that needs it, okay? You know, I definitely will use it for my use, because I definitely do need a few things, you know, for my house or whatever. And I don't even really need nothing major. The most I'll probably just get a new bed set, because I need, you know, like a new, you know, comforter for my bed. You know, just personal use items only. Not for no, you know, bullshit. But if I do, that's what I do, what I want to do with my money if I was to do that. But at the same time, minimize the bullshit and enlarge what needs to be done. What needs to be done is people need to have their funds in their hands so they can feed their children and to get whatever else they was trying to get for their family. You know, and it's very hard, you know, and even with Trump, he's being an ass, you know, but now I'm seeing that he's trying to make peace with certain people, you know, overseas, which is very good, because, you know, he's no longer the president, so you need to at least make peace with your, you know, people, because he probably gonna try to go over there one day, and that's why he's trying to make peace. Because he's trying to not get beat up or whatever. But, you know, I just hope that everything just come to agreement where everybody be on the same page and everything will be back to normal. Because this stuff right here with this COVID-19 situation. There's too much going on. Okay. There's too much going on. And I'm not liking it. I'm not liking it one bit. I'm telling you guys, I'm not liking it. I'm not a fan of it. And I'm just not liking it. Okay, I'm just not liking it at all. And I think it's a bunch of bull crap. It's a bunch of BS. And I'm just saying that from my perspective. It's just a bunch of BS. So can somebody please step up and do what they're supposed to do? Because this is not getting us anywhere, and it's just only making things worse. And a lot of people are getting frustrated. A lot of people are getting stressed the hell out because of this non-negotiating deal that's not going as planned. Everybody's still arguing. People are still doing stupid stuff. Like, people really need their money, and y'all are playing, and y'all need to come up with an agreement where everybody be on the same page, and y'all can get these people their money, because this is getting out of hand, y'all. It really is. It's getting out of hand. It's getting out of hand, and people are out here just going crazy. They losing it. Y'all please help these people with their family. Please, because this right here. When I said this is so stressful and so frustrating, it really is, you know. And I'm basically, you can say that I'm still married, but the thing is, like, for me to be actually separated and have to, like, struggle and have to go through things and to try to build myself back up, it's been very hard. And for me to actually have to deal with the fact that we have people in the Congress, in the government, big house, that can't get shit together on time like I was supposed to, this is so disappointing to not only me, but everybody that's all over the United States. Like, this is so disgusting. This is some signifying bullshit. I'm sorry for saying it, but it's just signifying. It just pucks my nerves, because you would think people would really be like, no, y'all, let's really, like, help these people. They ain't really try to do shit. Like, they just out here playing, and we don't have time for that shit. I really don't. I don't have no patience for bullshit at all. And I'm sorry to talk like that, but I really don't, y'all. I'm gonna be honest with y'all. I really don't have the time for nobody's BS. It just gets on my nerves. But I'm gonna log out. I'm about to, step out, take a break for a minute, and tell me how you feel, guys.